The latest round of earnings for big oil companies is a critical one, not just because it's the last piece in the 2018 puzzle, but because it provides the first glimpse at what CEOs are expecting for this year. Bloomberg's Kelly Gilblom joins me from London. Thanks for joining us, Kelly.
Thanks for having me.
We know that oil prices were hit really hard in the fourth quarter. What do we know about the impact that had on big oil companies?
Well, it seems like they managed to weather the storm pretty well, and they've come through great. Shell's churning out an enormous amount of cash, and that's because they divested some of their more expensive or weaker performing projects in their portfolio in exchange for oil and gas assets that they can produce more cheaply, and that's made a big difference. And they're making more money than they did even at $100 oil.
So that cash generation is obviously a pretty good sign for investors. Is it likely, do you think, that the whole sector has turned the corner?
I would think so. This has to bode well and show that sort of this obsession with cost discipline over the past few years is paying off. But, I mean, not everyone has been as conservative as Shell. And last year, Exxon bucked the trend of austerity and actually raised its CapEx budget, which is a move that will maybe take a few more years to pay off. And we'll also have to see how BP is faring with this enormous $10.5 billion cash purchase of a portfolio of U.S. shale assets. And because their debt really escalated to pay for that acquisition, a process to shed some of its older onshore U.S. assets is going to be a big focus next week. And I actually spoke to Gordon Burrell, who's the chief operating officer of BP's upstream unit, about this sale, and here's what he told me.
But in the process, you know, we've opened data rooms, potential buyers are looking at the assets. So I hope we can meet... I'm sure we will meet our divestment plans, but we're in the process right now.
So aside from that sale process, which will help BP raise up to $6 billion, it should have finished $3 billion in divestments last year. And I'm not sure they quite reached that level, but we'll find out how they did on Tuesday during their earnings.
A lot of potential shocks for oil prices are still brewing as well, including recent instability from Venezuela. How is that likely to play into the picture for the companies, especially in the earlier part of the year?
Yeah, if there's anything these companies have learned, it's to be prepared for anything in the oil market. And the situation in Venezuela seems to be changing by the minute. So sanctions on their exports could really affect the trade flows of heavy crude oil, which would impact the refineries negatively and make it a lot more expensive to bring in that feedstock that they produce.
Kelly, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's what we're watching this week in Commodities in Toronto. I'm Danielle Bokov.